This is the Closet Geek, episode 82 for April 22nd, 2015.
Closet Geek, coming to you each week in Closet Geek. All things of geeks critiqued in Closet Geek. Comics and games and tech in Closet Geek. Lego, Star Wars, Star Trek in Closet Geek. We are not nerds, we have some social skills to call our own.
Hey guys, welcome to the Closet Geek, where geeks come out, the podcast where four brothers have united their powers to become the four horsemen of geek to bring you the best and latest geeky news. I am your host, Barry Ricks, and with me I have my three brothers, John, Ryan, and Michael.
Hello!
Hey, alright, let's do this.
So,
do it.
Do it.
So Mike, you had some Burger King today.
Random.
That's what we're starting with.
Yeah,
I have a horror story about Burger King, actually.
Ooh, let's hear it.
I experienced a horror story. It went right through me today. I don't know what it was, but
I got food poisoning from my experience. Ooh. I was in London,
nice.
And I had just gotten there, and we were hungry. We just got off the whatever we got off of, and just went to Burger King because it was around the corner from the hotel,
right.
And I got so sick.
Oh, no.
So the whole next day, I was puking my guts out.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, luckily it's not.
On vacation. Yay!
Yay!
Yeah.
Yay!
Yay! Those are the best vacations.
Of course.
Yeah, well, they're the ones I can remember.
There you go.
So,
yeah,
well, anyway.
It was a bad experience today for me, too.
Oh, I apologize.
I will not do that ever again. Until the next time.
Let's
I
go
forget.
To the.
That's right.
First segment of the show.
This week in geek.
This is This Week in Geek, where we talk about things we did geeky throughout the week, things we love, and things we can recommend for you to go check out. So, I don't know about you guys, but it was kind of a light week for me. I didn't really do a lot.
I haven't done hardly anything at all since we last talked.
Nice.
Nothing to report, anyway.
I've been playing new iPhone 6 Plus.
Ooh. You said you were going to get a new phone because the last one shattered.
Last one is horrible.
And you still don't have a case.
Horribly
deformed.
No,
I have tempered glass on the
front. Yeah.
It's what?
Ooh. It's tempered glass.
Tempered glass.
Okay.
On the front. It's... Instead of a case, it's
is
just
that
tempered
extra?
Glass. Yeah, I bought it. It's like a case, but you put it on
you
the front.
Put it. Oh, okay. So instead of having like a big old case around, you just add like an extra layer of glass on the front.
It's the newest thing with the larger smartphones.
Because when you drop a phone, it's not the damage to the back of the phone that you're really concerned about. And that's where
screen.
All the cases protect.
Yeah, it's the screen. That's true.
It's the screen. So there's tempered glass for it protects against...
Cool.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Stuff.
So is it the Gorilla Glass? Is that what it is?
I forget what it's called.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it depends on what brand you go with, but it's
cool.
Generally the same thing.
And
yeah, I usually
like,
go with Zag.
Now you've always had iPhones?
Well, not always, but my last three phones
so what
were
do you,
iPhones.
What do you,
oh, okay. But
do
I mean,
you
yeah.
Like
so
the phone that in your giant hands to have a giant phone.
Yeah, that's what my wife was. She's like, that is so huge. I don't understand why anyone would want that. And then she's like, oh wait, you have giant hands.
You are giant.
Well, it looks like a sized phone.
Yeah.
For those, well, you know, they are not able to see. He's holding it, and it looks like a
normal
iPhone
phone?
Standard
4
phone.
5. You know, like a standard little phone. And.
So Ryan, have you downloaded Hearthstone on your new
Yes,
6
and I
Plus?
Got my pack.
Yay! Your free pack. Now, how does it look and feel on the bigger 6 Plus screen?
It's great. I'm really surprised at how well it works.
Yeah.
Nice.
I don't have any complaints.
The user interface is pretty good.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's
no,
awesome.
No problem at all.
It's nice.
You know, I have yet to play on my phone because for some reason it... Battle.net will not let me log in through my phone.
Really?
Huh.
Yeah.
Do you need the authenticator?
Did you get the authenticator on your account?
Well, see, I used the authenticator a long time ago, but then it went crazy and it wouldn't let me in even with my authenticator. Then I had to go through this rigorous process to have...
Oh, no, just do the mobile authenticator.
Well, that's what I used.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah. So afterwards, I was like, I'm not going to use this anymore.
Huh.
So I haven't used it for a while.
I had so many friends get hacked.
Yeah.
I will only use the authenticator now.
Yeah, that's how I feel about playing Final Fantasy. If I don't use the token, I don't know. I've seen so many accounts get hacked.
Yep.
So true.
Oh, speaking of tokens, there's also the WoW tokens that are selling pretty well.
So, those, it's like $20 if you just buy one outright, or you can use in-game gold to buy one.
Yeah.
And I
heard... What are they? Is it a security token?
No. It's
a game time.
It's game time.
Oh, yeah, those game time tokens. Okay. You say token, and that can be so many things these days.
Well, they call them WoW tokens. That's what they're called.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
And,
got it.
I've heard that, like, the market for them, like, bottomed out. Like, they're super cheap to get a hold of through in-game gold. Is that true?
Define super cheap.
Well... Normally, when they originally came out, wasn't it like, how much was it to buy one through in-game gold originally?
Well, it spiked, of course, when they first came out, but prices have gone down. They're about 22K.
Yeah, see, I thought it was like 30 to start. That was like the initial price, and now it's like down to like 22.
Yeah, it gets lower. And it'll probably get down to 20 soon.
Yeah,
I guess it depends on what your definition of expensive is. Some people make a lot of money real fast.
Well, so many people have been playing for such a long time that they don't really have anything to spend their gold on.
Yeah, they have like
hundreds of thousands of gold
in their bank.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And so now
I hadn't thought of that.
You basically don't ever have to pay real money again.
Yeah, as long as you play enough to make like, 25,000 gold in a month.
And that's really, really easy.
Which it is, yeah. And so,
I can make 10,000 just casually in a week.
And that's really great for hardcore players that play that often.
Right.
There's another.
Now they don't have to have jobs. Oh wait,
that's right.
Still have to pay internet.
but there's another MMO called Eve Online, which is the sci-fi spaceship. They've had this kind of thing in their system
for
a long time.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of people, they pay the initial price, but then once they really get in and start playing the game, you have to kind of level up to a certain point before you really start making good money. But once you get to that point, you just got to put in enough time.
Done. Yep.
Yeah.
So cool. were you talking about what we were doing geeky this week? No, I'm just
It doesn't matter. We don't really need to.
Ryan plays Warcraft, so that's perfect.
Yeah, yeah.
I know. No, I'm just teasing.
So have you purchased...
Whose turn was it?
Mike, why don't you go first, Mike?
Oh, wow. Sure.
Mike's asking Ryan.
John was asking me a question, man. No,
that's what I was like. Oh, sure.
Sorry.
Purchased any tokens?
No.
No? Okay. I didn't
know. I'm on the other end of the spectrum. I would rather pay to get gold.
Oh, well, I mean, that's another way to do it, too. I mean, you can pay $20 real money and then sell it on the marketplace and get, 25,000 gold.
Yeah, yeah.
If you that's a really good way. And, it's kind of a way for people to get in-game gold legally instead of, buying it through like a gold dealer.
It's great for people who have jobs and they don't really play very much. Like maybe they'll play like on the weekend, but then they see something really cool that they want to buy. Like, ooh, I'd really like that Sky Gollum mount.
Right.
But I don't have time to do it myself. I wish I had the gold. Bam, $20. Now you can own it.
Right. There you go.
Well, like playing Heroes of the Storm, like there's things that I never thought I would want to purchase money for, but like, I was playing with some people, and they had some really cool skins.
I know some of the skins
are
really cool.
I was just like, dude, that was such a cool skin.
There's one of one of the skins that I saw was for the Zealot character. It like basically turned him into a mech, and he could transform into like. the jet and then the guardian's form, and yeah, it was pretty cool. And like when you transform into the jet, that was like your mount. You transform into the jet and fly around the, you know, that's yeah. So I mean, some of the skins that they have are pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Well, I played the other day in a Sonya, who's a character from Diablo, had this sweet armor and these really sweet two swords because she fights with two swords. And I was like, where'd you get that? Or like, how much? I'm like, how much did that set you back? And he's like, oh, I got it on sale for $5. And I was just like, it's like, do you really? In my mind, it's like, do you want to spend money to buy skins? But then after I saw that, I'm like, oh, that's pretty cool. I want my character to look
cool. The cool thing about Heroes of the Storm is that everything that you see is available through in-game gold.
Gold, yeah. But I need to purchase more characters first.
Yeah, well,
so you could. I think I own
play more games.
I own 5 characters now, and I have enough gold to get a couple more, so I'll probably pick up another couple characters.
Cool.
So, but anyway, Ryan, you were talking about...
let's see.
Cheap interruption.
Played with my iPhone. I shipped out some Wookiee bits and pieces.
Wookiee bits. Bits and pieces of Wookiee. Gosh.
Yes, I sent out Wookiee bits to his family.
Yeah,
like, one part at a time.
That sounds dirty.
Yes. And, that's pretty much it. I've been regular stuff, non-geek stuff.
Yeah.
I'm trying to put together my friend that I play Magic with has put together this killer black deck that he says will dominate me, so I need to figure out how to counter that.
I still need to blue. I still need to mail you your Pox deck. I'll do that.
Good. Make a really good
sometime.
Counter. Those.
Yeah.
That's
it for me.
Nice. Cool.
Mike.
John.
Okay.
John.
No,
okay.
Mike.
Okay.
Donkey.
Donkey.
Yeah, so, you know, I've actually done a lot when it comes to my anime this week. So last week, I totally forgot to talk about the SLC meetup.
Yeah, and you got
the SLC
out.
Anime.
Yeah.
I know, I got called out for it. you know, John Fragglepuss
right, John.
Called me out on it, and I was like, oh, I totally forgot. So, yeah, we reviewed Ranma 1/2. And that was my chosen anime for the month for SLC anime. And overall, it got really good reviews. People really enjoyed the show, the storyline, and the characters. A lot of people enjoyed the 1980s kind of J-pop music as it was originally released in 88, 89. So it's a classic, I guess you could say, these days. And so overall, I think I got a 7.5, so a really good rating.
Wow.
And then this month we're reviewing Mobile Suit Gundam Double Ought or 00.
Cool.
And it's for those who don't know, Mobile Suit Gundam was kind of like one of the premier mech. Like giant robot animes,
yes,
and storylines.
Yeah,
the 00 storyline follows the storyline of a war that goes on about around these three space elevators. Basically, these elevators are connecting, of course, the planet to the space stations and so forth, and it goes. Following the storyline of how everything occurs in the war because of these, you know, when you think about it, the huge economical hubs is the elevators. Everything goes to and from, and it's really the only way to do it. And so it just follows that and the characters around that. So it'll be interesting. I haven't yet started watching it. Instead, I finished up the manga Ranma 1/2. So it was 38 chapters, so each chapter is kind of like a novella. Each one anywhere from about 140 to 180 pages. So I pretty much ran through about 5,000 pages of manga. So you know, or comics. So yeah, so it's like 5,000 pages of anime manga. And then I was like, you know what? Why stop there? So I jumped into a new series.
Mike doesn't mess around.
So I started reading a manga series called Freezing that came out in 07. Right. And it follows it's, you know, slightly into the future. It's not like heavily into the future. So it's not like sci-fi per se when it comes to like the technology, other than the fact that it follows that a extra-dimensional alien race that they just called Nova showed up. And there was no way to defeat them. And the only way that they were able to just figure out how to defeat them is they took remnants, which they refer to as stigma, and basically implant it into people in order to generate the same abilities as the alien race to defeat them.
Oh.
The kicker is the only people who are able to use the stigma, like it that can be compatible with their body types, are women. So the women are the warriors. They're the ones getting in there and getting, you know, beat up and bloodied. And the men, they go through what they've deemed it, you know, since they called them stigmas, they go through what they call baptism.
Right.
And the men go through this baptism with their chosen partners, and they call them limiters. And what they do is they are able to limit the, like, dimensional abilities of the Nova. So that way the melee fighters can get in close without getting frozen.
If I had a superpower.
So the men are the supporters and the women are the warriors. I thought that's kind of cool.
That is cool.
Can anyone hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay. Sorry. Yeah.
If you had a superpower.
No, he's like, I'm not going to let him get me off topic like Barry does.
No, what were you going to say, right?
No, you were just talking about the limiters of the Nova or whatever. And I was just thinking, if I had a superpower, I think it would probably be to take away other people's superpowers.
Yeah, there you go.
Like Rogue?
Like Siler.
No. Like I would be a dead zone.
Yeah.
Like.
Oh, okay. So like other people's
yards,
powers wouldn't work around you.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So, but yeah, it's
that's a good one.
It's kind of a cool series. It's different because usually the men are like the warriors and the women are the supporting characters. And it's the opposite in this series. But I think
female lions.
Yeah, there you go. But you know, it follows a main male character who is able to exhibit the limiter abilities without having to first go through this baptism in order to embody a stigma, and that's how the men are able to use the ability. Is they basically take on one of the stigma of the female. But he doesn't have to, so it's kind of a new thing. Anyway, but yeah, I'm like, it's an ongoing manga series, so I'm already 38 chapters in. However, each chapter is only 40 pages versus the Ranma one half's 140 to 180 pages. So it's a faster read, but there's like 167 chapters, and it's still ongoing. And that's just one of the three storylines that are manga. And then I was like, I like this manga. I'll watch the anime that just was created in 13. And then I realized after watching the anime how much of a specific genre this anime is. There's a genre called ecchi, which is kind of like it's what everybody thinks of when they think of Japanese animation or anime is the bouncy boobs and the boobs and the panty shots, or what they refer to as fanboy service. And what's interesting is in the manga, you don't get as much of that that feel as you do in the actual drawn service. So it was interesting how they adjust the storyline to go along with that fan service. But I'm not afraid to admit it, I like that genre. So all right. But,
so,
yeah.
Barry, oh, I thought
yes,
you were
no,
done.
I'm done. Sorry. I'm done.
Okay. Did you get to watch the episode 4 of Daredevil?
No.
Okay, so John was freaking Daredevil. Out. Oh, how violent this
no,
was
I
about
wasn't.
This guy.
I was just simply saying it was a little bit too much.
Dude, you went off on it for like 7 minutes.
And then I watched it, and I'm like, yeah. It's violent, but it's not as bad as you were saying it was.
That's exactly what I was saying.
I was just simply saying that it just went a little bit too far, in my opinion. But that's all it was. It's just my opinion.
Right, right. But, you know, without everybody else besides myself having seen
it. Well, I saw it, and I agree with what Michael says. Basically, it sets up that he's not a nice guy, no matter how nice he tries to be.
Right.
To this girl, right?
Right.
He's basically a cold-blooded killer.
Right.
And
they
wanted to make sure that everyone knew that this is the type of person he really is. And they wanted to make it visceral and disturbing. And I think they nailed it.
And I agree. I think one of the things that I took from that scene is how cold and calculated he was about it. And it's not that he necessarily... he didn't show any sort of joy or excitement in the process. It was more of just a, this needs to be done.
That's interesting. I don't agree with that either. I think the whole point of the scene was to show that he actually lost his
control.
That he normally is completely under control and calculating.
No,
and
what I mean
and
is
that shows that he can be manipulated.
That he lost it. And
right,
that's
I agree. He did get very angry and so forth. But what I meant by he didn't lose it is he didn't become like this raging monster.
No,
wasn't like screaming and yelling.
You don't have
like,
to scream to
be
a monster.
You don't have to be the Hulk to lose control.
Hulk smash!
I guess we all took something different.
See, I think, but, I mean, it was interesting, though, because he did lose control and you know, kill the guy. But then, you're right, Michael, at the very end, he recomposed himself and was back to his original... calm.
Right. It showed that he had a temper, and I totally agree with that. But I was just saying.
I think it was more to that. I agree with Ryan. And
it wasn't that like psychopathic, like.
Yes, it was.
Okay.
did you not remember what he did to the guy's head in the car door? You could not say that was psychopathic.
Angry. It
it's
was
about the mindset.
He is crazy, and he wants to hurt. He wanted to kill him.
Yes, he did, because he was embarrassed.
Yes.
And
it's not because he was making some, in my opinion, it wasn't because he was making some calculated move. It was just because he lost it.
Right.
It was just it was a purely emotional response.
Okay, Barry, go see it.
Yeah.
Yay!
I'm just saying that to me, he didn't look like a crazed maniac in his expressions and so forth.
How many crazed maniacs have you seen?
You'd be
besides myself.
All right, Barry.
Okay. Yay.
So you played Heroes of the Storm.
I did. I love that game.
What else did you do?
Like, whenever I want to play a game, like, I want to play Heroes of the Storm. That's where I am right now in my video game.
I like I like it when I have a game like that. You know, when it's just like, you know, I like to be... like involved with the game, and it's like, oh yeah, okay, I have free time. That's what I'm gonna do. Okay, I have free time.
Well,
that's what I'm gonna.
It'd be nice if all of you would play with
me.
Yeah,
well.
Do you play?
Then
we got to do it at a time when we are available.
Yeah, this is the only time during the week where we all are at the same time.
I know, right?
Seriously.
Yeah. Well, I never. Yeah,
so
it's whenever I can squeeze
podcast,
it in,
or we can
or play
it for
video games. We can move the podcast to every other week.
Wait. Or we could. Trying to figure out when to play Dungeons and Dragons again.
I think
we were supposed to play last week, technically.
And, like, really? So I was like, okay, we're players.
Oops.
Okay. Well, I don't even know what I was doing.
Yeah, I was at a soccer game this last weekend.
Yeah. Well, yes, love Heroes of the Storm, and I love playing it, and it's awesome.
I love Heroes of the Storm!
Sweet kicks this week. So far I interviewed Calliope Games.
Calliope.
Calliope.
Moving on.
Sorry. But yes, Calliope Games and the man behind the scene, Ray, he came on the show and we talked about the Titan series, which is a Kickstarter going on right now. And what that is that they got 9 different game designers and more to develop 9 brand new gateway tabletop games. And for a gateway game, for those that are not sure what that means, is a tabletop game that it kind of breaks you into the new world of tabletop
games. Like Catan.
Like Settlers of Catan or like Ticket to Ride or something like that. Those would be Carcassonne. Those are
gateway trinity games. Of, you know, tabletop games.
And, yeah, so they're developing 9 brand new games, and even more if they get reach some of their stretch goals. And you pay, I think, to get all 9 games, you pay $145.
Okay.
But if you think about it, you're on average you're paying $40 a game,
right,
when you're buying a board game these
sure.
days. And you get what they'll do is they'll send you 3 games a year for the next 3 years.
Hmm.
And all 3 games come at the same time.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
And so it'll be like Christmas in July,
right,
we talked about.
So
but
who are some of these developers? What other games have they done?
So you have people like that have done Shadowrun, Mech Warrior, King of Tokyo, gosh, there's so many. I could pull it up real fast,
I was just wondering.
There, yeah, tons of games that were all.
If you want
that,
to know, go listen to the interview.
There you go.
There you go. But and they have, you know, artists that are pretty prominently known for board games, like John Korbeck. He does the Munchkin stuff.
Oh, okay.
But other artists, like from Dungeons and Dragons artists and other things like
cool.
that. And it's a real big conglomerate
yeah.
of tabletop people getting together to do that. So that's really
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, I'll have to check that out.
And I did a quick review, a Sweet Kicks quick review that came out yesterday for 12 Realms, which was a game that I was sent by Mage Company, and they have a new expansion coming out next month on Kickstarter, so that's kind of why they sent it to me to
okay.
bring greater awareness. But it's a co-op game that you can play 1 to 6 people, and it's not a gateway game.
Right.
So it has a pretty steep learning curve, so it took us a while to learn the rules and get into it. But once we did, it was lots of fun.
Cool.
So, and this month, my brother-in-law bought me a loot crate for my birthday.
Nice.
Cool.
And I got
one?
Yes. It was awesome. The theme was fantasy for April, and I got it yesterday, and it had a really awesome Dungeons and Dragons T-shirt that has the classic "and" symbol that with the dragon in the "and" symbol. They had Game of Thrones magnets. They had a Game of Thrones USB drive that's in the shape of the wolf's head. They gave me a luggage tag for Harry Potter for the area, for the specific place they go to in the train station.
Oh, okay.
Platform 9
so.
And 3/4.
Oh, it's okay.
Oh,
it
is it Harry Potter trivia?
Harry Potter trivia, maybe?
No. No. I just wanted to build the suspense. But, yeah, it had lots of fun stuff.
So what
but,
was that
yeah,
inflatable
so
thing you had on your head?
It was a crown.
Okay, I thought it was a crown, but
it looked like sure. I wasn't sure if it was a crown or if it was like a Dalek glow
up crown
that you wear on your hat.
Yeah, it was a crown, and yeah,
okay.
But it was really cool. Lots of fun
cool.
stuff. I loved loot crate.
Inflatable
yeah.
toilet.
They're definitely worth the money that you put
yeah,
into it.
So
there you go. That's a birthday present.
Yeah, it's like $13-14 a month.
Like yeah, if you buy it for someone else plus shipping and handling, it's like $18.
Oh, $18.
Oh, that's
and
quite affordable.
Yeah, usually
yeah,
you get like
the T-shirt was enough to pay
right.
for it, and then you have all the other fun little
yeah.
stuff in it. So
cool.
Cool.
Yep. All right, that's it for me. John.
John is the last one, and you said you had a slow week?
Yeah, it's really funny. I was thinking, okay, we're going to record tonight, and then I'm thinking, really? It doesn't feel like it's been a week, but it has. I mean, 6 days. But I don't know. I guess I just haven't really had much time to do much of anything. The only thing I did spend the majority of the previous weekend watching like the Star Wars Celebration live stream.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I did that too.
I did a lot of that. and then I you know, read some more of Aragorn. I'm about halfway through. Today I watched Bungie was doing a Twitch feed talking about their new Destiny expansion, House of Wolves, that's coming out in a month from now.
Yeah, it has and the new so raid. They,
no, it's a new expansion.
It does not have a raid.
Oh, I thought it had a new raid.
No, it's gonna
the new raid
it's gonna
doesn't
have,
come out until later.
It's gonna have it's gonna have a new social space. Right now, you can go to the tower, but then when the new expansion comes out, you'll be able to go out to the reef, and it's called the Queen's Bay, and it's like a big ship docking bay that you can run around, and they showed some of the new. How you can take any piece of armor or any weapon and you can ascend it to the maximum level. So in a way, it allows you to have the weapon you want to have at the max level. It's kind of like in Warcraft where you can transmogrify your like whatever piece of armor to the highest level of armor that's available. You can swap what things look like. So that's pretty cool. So now people are really going to start looking.
Customizing.
Yeah, people are going to really start customizing and looking really different. Because it got to the point where everybody was running around and had.
Everyone looked the same, yeah.
Everybody had, you know, the same armor because they all went through the raid and everybody had the same weapons because, you know, they got the best weapon that's available for that class or. But now that they are introducing this in the next expansion, it's really going to allow people to completely customize their characters and look exactly the way they want to look,
yep.
And not have to sacrifice, you know, not have maximum level of armor and stuff. So that's pretty cool. But yeah, other than that, that's about it.
Okay.
Cool.
Awesome. Well, let's go to the next segment of the show.
The Weekly Geek.
This is the Weekly Geek where we talk about geeky news that happened throughout the week, and there was some fun stuff that happened. Just a quick note, we were already talking about Heroes of the Storm. It has a release date, June 2nd, so those of you that have been waiting for it to get in, even though pretty much everyone and their dog can get into the beta
well,
now.
Well, they're going to make
my son got into it. I don't even know how.
Yeah.
He's 10 years old. Come on, people.
Yeah. So you could pretty much get into it, and they're just giving. And if you can't, they're just giving away.
Well, I think they said
keys to get
be like
in.
A,
so
a public beta on May.
Yeah, public beta will start in May.
I think it's May 19th,
and go for like 3 weeks,
or just a couple weeks, and then they'll take it down and then launch it on the 2nd of June.
Launch it on the 2nd, which is kind of cool because a lot of people thought they were probably going to wait until closer to BlizzCon in November to release it. But now that
it's ready to go.
BlizzCon's probably going to focus a lot on the launch of the Overwatch beta.
Oh, right.
So that'll probably be pretty big.
Mm-hmm. All right.
But anyway, just wanted to touch on that real quick. So
I was going to say talking about video games. I was looking through the PlayStation Store today, and they have pre-orders for Star Wars Battlefront already ready to go.
I know.
It's like $69.99. Pre-order.
Don't pre-order things,
like,
people.
Don't pre-order.
Don't pre-order. Pre-ordering
don't let them fool you.
Unless there's like some special collectible that you're just desperate to have and it's only exclusive at like GameStop or something like that, don't pre-order games. It's
Once upon a time it was an okay thing,
but now they keep pushing dates back so often.
I was listening to another gaming podcast, and they were talking about this, and the whole reason that they had pre-orders in the first place is because there used to be like a limited amount of games that came out. But it doesn't matter where you go or who you are. Opening day, you can go anywhere, and they will have an available copy for you.
Especially now that you can get stuff digitally.
Exactly. So it's just like, there's no point to pre-order stuff. Don't buy a game until after the reviews come out, and people,
it's
ridiculous.
It's an expansion.
You're already invested
in
that.
If you're already invested in a series or something, that makes sense.
But
Battlefront would be pretty sweet, and I doubt that it will be a bad game.
You guys
have
all seen the trailer, right?
Yeah.
This mean Boba Fett's back?
Wait. No. Disney
officially
through
the original
said
trilogy.
Boba Fett didn't die in the Sarlacc pit. Did you see that post?
I don't know about that. Ryan brings up a valid point. No, Ryan brings up a valid point because in the trailer, the scene with Boba Fett, a lot of people assume that it was on Tatooine, but if you look in the background of that scene, it shows that huge crashed Star Destroyer.
Yeah.
And so you're like, wait, isn't that the, what is it called? Jukka?
Jafar.
like the new planet that they're talking about. So if Boba Fett is on this new planet, then what? So that's kind of interesting because didn't they say that the Battlefront is going to be considered canon?
That's what everyone says.
Yes,
because
the very end of the game is actually
leads you into episode seven.
Like you will play a campaign in technically.
They said there was no campaign mode. So that's kind of interesting.
Well, what I mean by that, by like you will be playing in an area that is associated with that.
So
movie.
Yeah. So I do think that was interesting that they did say that there's going to be no campaign mode, but that they said that you'll be able to play single player missions that'll progress through the game, but it's not necessarily like a story mode, campaign mode per se.
Yeah.
So I thought that was kind of interesting that
we'll see
it'll be a story.
We'll see.
It looks beautiful. But I'm sorry, but it's hard for me to believe that what they tout as...
Dude, that was in-game footage.
Yeah.
That was in-game footage. And, then you didn't read further.
What
are you going about?
Because they had behind
I
the,
don't believe...
They had
I don't believe you're going to get... Well, it would be awesome if you do, but it's hard to believe you're going
to
get that quality in game.
On the majority
said
of computers,
from a guy who doesn't own a
to.
PS4,
but it's
it's a PS4 game.
The footage that they showed.
It's a PS4,
is
Xbox
it from
One,
a PS4
and PC.
Footage?
The footage that they showed was running on a PS4.
Correct.
It was running on a PS4.
How can you add that?
I'm like,
I think they're pulling the wool over your eyes.
What are you saying? You're thinking, it's a cutscene that's been cleaned up? Is that what you're saying?
You want it to be true, but you're just...
I
want to be disappointed.
The cool thing is that developers are really starting to take advantage of what the next generation consoles can do. Look at the difference. Let's go back one generation and let's look at like the games that first came out on the PlayStation 3 as opposed to the games that came out at the very end of the PlayStation 3 lifestyle, Last of Us.
Yeah,
The Last of Us. Okay. Hello.
I mean, there's no way you would have been able to do The Last of Us at the beginning of the life cycle of the PlayStation 3 because the developers didn't really understand how to really get everything out of the PlayStation. But by the end, developers knew how to do that. And so I'm not surprised at all. I think it's just going to be completely, it's going to blow people away. And this is just indicative of what the next generation consoles are capable of. And so,
well, I hope that will be the case.
Well, you're going to have to get a PS4.
It'll be on the PC,
but you're going to have a pretty massive machine to run it like that.
I do. It's called a doghouse system, and you can go get one and use the code CLOSETGEEK to get a free 120 SSD.
So there was this past weekend, there was a ton of Star Wars news because they had the Star Wars celebration. And of course, last week we got
Did you guys hear there's a new Star Wars trailer?
Dude, it was so awesome.
I heard something like that.
Something like that. But I really liked how they gave kind of a plot of what Rogue One is going to be about.
They talked about the new spin-off,
which was cool. I like the concept how it's going to be about the group of soldiers that steal the Death Star plans. I think that's cool.
That's what it's going to be about. It's a great setting. Well,
so this movie, you could, and I'm sure they probably will, that there will be no Jedis or anything in this movie.
Right.
Maybe they'll run into Darth Vader, but I doubt it.
It's not about the Jedis.
It's about the soldiers of the Rebellion and the Empire fighting each other.
So it's almost like a heist movie. Star Wars, that would be cool to see.
Yeah, that's a good Star
Wars. Think about it, because they're going to have to plan on
like Ocean's 11 or something.
It's going to be like Ocean's 11, like Star Wars, Ocean's 11.
Nice. So you're going to have people that have to pose as stormtroopers or assault or
that's going to be cool.
Officers.
I'm excited.
Yep. Your pilot, your getaway guy.
Yeah, so they said that any movie that comes out in the Star Wars universe that is not numbered, so like Episode 7.
Is the anthology.
The Star Wars anthology series.
Yeah.
So this one is going to be Star Wars Anthologies Rogue One. And that the next one that's coming out they haven't really talked about the next spinoff movie, but we know that what's his name? Josh Trask? The same guy that's doing the Fantastic Four. What's his name?
Oh, I don't know.
Anyway.
I don't know.
So he was...
I'm not going to remember his name unless I think Fantastic Four is good. And then I'll go,
that
guy. Yeah, so I like him now.
He's been picked to do the next spinoff movie. So, and they didn't give any details on that at all as far as like,
what it is
going to
be
about.
Yeah, because that's tentative depending on his Fantastic Four movie.
Yeah, I was going to say that, I don't know.
Okay,
well, tentative on how well
that
the
trailer,
other
movie
is. Fantastic Four, did you watch the trailer?
Yes.
And no, because I have sworn off
trailers.
Hey, I swear,
listen,
it's actually Bill way too much.
Stop talking. Stop your talking.
Mr. Skeptic Man. Okay.
Now, I watched the trailer, okay, and when I watched the trailer, I said to myself, okay, I'm going to just watch this trailer as if I don't know anything about the Fantastic Four, as if I don't know anything about the Marvel Universe, and I watched it, and I thought to myself, you know what, that looks pretty cool based on just like a sci-fi movie.
And it is interesting that they did kind of go to like another planet.
They did kind of go into space.
They change dimensions and move through space and time.
Yeah, they travel through different dimensions.
It's modern. It's 21st century. You don't need to go in a space shuttle, right?
Yeah.
Is that what they're saying?
So, I guess. So it was kind of interesting, and so it's really like a sci-fi movie. And it's
it's not really like a super trailer made it seem like it.
Yeah. And so I was like, okay, well, if I just kind of take it for what it's going to be, if it's going to be like a really cool sci-fi movie where they go to this, you know, for some reason when they come back from this dimension, they all have powers and now they're trying to figure out, you know, how to deal with their powers and what do they do with it. And I mean, it's kind of like a souped up sci-fi version of Chronicle, you know, where like that's the one where like the teenagers
which one is Chronicle Oh yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Teenagers got
they,
their superpowers.
They get the telekinesis from
yeah,
the thing.
Yeah, they started trying to figure out okay.
Yeah, what yeah. That's not really a superhero movie, but they have superpowers. Yeah.
Exactly. So in that kind of sense, if you take it
sure.
with that line of thinking, I was like, okay, well that.
Yeah.
That could actually be pretty cool if I don't go into it thinking this is not Fantastic Four.
You know, right. or it'll just suck.
Like, or it'll just yeah. or it'll just tank.
Or just, or yeah. you know, you'll, you know, it'll depend on how the fanboys push the film. Because right. if it gets really bad social media reviews, even right. though it may be a decent
actually,
film.
I actually don't think it depends on fanboys at all. I think it depends on everybody else who's not a fanboy.
That's true.
Well, that's why I said if it gets bad reviews on social media.
For example, everyone knows The Avengers. Everyone knows of or has seen The Avengers movie.
Right.
You know, millions and millions of people. But of those millions and millions of people, a very tiny percentage are actually diehard comic book fans.
Sure.
Okay?
True.
Because right. they've just seen the movie.
So they're not really caring about pandering to the comic book fans.
Right.
You know,
they may be boisterous on the internet, but right. they don't bring in the millions of dollars.
Right.
It's this everyday people who have no idea what Fantastic Four is, and then a week before the movie comes out, they see a trailer and go, oh, that's kind of
right.
a cool sci-fi
and
film.
Even
right.
the
let's
people
go see that this weekend, honey.
The right. films know what the Avengers are, and I'm going to go crazy here for a second and make everybody, like, heads explode. I met a guy at work who's never seen a Star Wars film.
Oh, that's
you know
actually
I'm
more common
that.
Because
and I'm like,
more and more common.
What is going on?
Millennials. They've never
yeah.
seen Star Wars.
Like these early 20-somethings well, are like, oh yeah, I know what Star Wars is, but meh. And I'm
yeah,
like,
especially
oh
like,
my gosh.
Kids. I mean, there are plenty of kids, like high school age kids that have never seen Star Wars.
Yeah. yeah.
It yeah. just, yeah. I mean, for us, it's like blows our mind, but that's because. But that's because that's our generation. That was
yeah,
like
it's
the
true.
Big thing.
Well, and that's going to be a
them,
big thing with this
Star Wars.
They can
quote everything and Step It Up.
yeah. You know, have you guys seen the,
no, but
the
for
new
them,
advertisements
it's gonna be more...
for Star Wars?
No.
Where they have removed the chapter titles from the advertisements. So they're advertising, like, A New Hope, Empire Strikes Back, and they're not... touting it as like episode 1 or episode 2. Hmm. Have you seen those posters?
No.
Oh yeah, it's really cool. It's,
no, but I see how Disney is not putting out any female character toys and memorabilia.
Well, they haven't released any right. toys yet.
The whole Black Widow thing.
Yeah, it's
oh, are you talking about for the Avengers or are you talking about Star Wars?
Black Widow specifically.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. I did read that like it's pretty limited. But
I just watched the Fantastic
Gamora.
Four trailer.
Yeah, and it was actually pretty good, right?
Yeah, it looks
yeah,
pretty
hey,
cool.
Hey, this is, you know, asking him, if this is pretty good, it's the same guy who said Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles was the best movie ever.
I didn't say it was the best movie ever.
Yes, you did.
I just said it was awesome.
Well, it wasn't as good as...
I'm not nearly as picky when it comes to movies as you guys.
Well,
are.
I, now so. after you saying that, I actually am going to watch it,
yeah.
but not until it's
no,
on
no.
HBO. So.
Yeah, no, it was super good. But
so we talked
General Bill's cereal, where they have like these cards that they're putting in the cereal boxes as prizes, and okay. all of them don't have the like episode number on them. It's just the poster with the title of the movie, so I think it's
well,
cool.
You know, Disney
start going that direction.
Disney's advertising firm are geniuses, so
well, sure,
yeah, they're marketing.
Whatever they do,
people.
It's gonna.
When you think about it, it's almost like they're relabeling Star Wars.
Well, they're
they
the best
to, because
marketers
haven't
in the
it.
World.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. yeah,
because I mean, look at Marvel Production Studios before Disney. And then when Disney bought them, look at them then.
Right.
Because you had – when Disney bought Marvel Production Studios, their first movie was Iron Man. And then that's when the whole cinematic universe exploded into the awesomeness that it is now.
Well,
and Disney will do the same thing with Star Wars.
That's – okay, yeah, that's true. That's true.
Speaking of Iron Man, did you see the little viral video of Robert Downey Jr. walking out on his interview?
No. I heard about it, but I didn't watch it.
It's nothing big. It's just that the reporter was asking personal questions instead of questions about the movie.
Not just personal questions, but he was bringing up like his past where he used to be a drug addict.
Hey, in the 1980s when you were doing coke.
Well, the problem isn't that he was asking those questions, because the problem is that Robert Downey Jr. has already answered ad nauseum the questions about his past.
Right.
And why is this dude bringing it up? I'm here to promote the movie.
Right.
And so he was like confused, and he was just like, yeah, I don't really have to be here. So he got up and left.
Well,
there's nothing wrong with that.
No, good for him.
No, not at all.
He wasn't being a jerk. He was just trying to, you know.
He was asking the wrong
questions. He was just trying to get an angle, trying to be edgy for his, you know, boss or whatever. You know, he was being a reporter trying to get a step up.
Right. Maybe that was his thing, to have him walk out, because now
everybody's watching
that whole thing has gone viral.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, well, the fanboys of Robert Downey Jr. are like, that guy's evil. I want to see him burn. It's true.
So speaking of other trailers, we didn't talk about it because we hadn't watched it, but we have now. So Batman versus Superman trailer.
Well, I stand behind that little picture I posted on our Facebook page.
Which one is that?
Oh, the
you want all the guys cheering for Star Wars, and then all the guys are like,
sitting there doing nothing.
See, but my thing is like, I took it as more of, it was just like another teaser. That, I mean, they weren't showing a lot, but it got me excited.
Mm. No.
It was
Man of Steel had some interesting things in its trailer, but Man of Steel generally was just kind of a blah film. I mean, it was cool, but it wasn't like amazing.
See, it wasn't anywhere near... I'm not saying that it's an amazing movie. I do like Man of Steel. So
I liked it too.
So because of that,
I've seen it like 3-4 times.
Because of that, I mean, I own it. Yeah. So because of that, I am trying to see Batman versus Superman. I mean, there's no way I'm not.
Sure, I'm going to see it too.
Well, I think a lot of people are upset because
it was dumb.
No, we need some more substance than that.
Yeah, well,
we need Batman, and
I didn't like how they set it all up as
it was a really bad trailer.
The world
trailer,
hates
anyway.
Superman. Everybody hates Superman, including Batman. He hates Superman too, so he's going to beat him up.
Yeah, I'm going to make you bleed because I'm American. USA,
I'm Batman.
USA. Because I'm Batman. I mean,
you know, seriously. It's like, really? Is that the whole point of... I mean, why would they... Because that's like the first impression that everybody has.
But why wouldn't the world hate Superman?
No, I don't want to go...
Look what he did to Metropolis.
That's not who Superman
Hundreds of thousands of people died.
See, and I think it's they're trying to be real, and they're trying to be... You know, dark, and it's like, I don't know. They're trying too hard is what they're trying to do.
Maybe the next trailer will come out and it'll be like,
it's just a small snippet, and the people in charge of the trailers
and that's why
are not
I don't
the same
know why
people
are
in charge
so,
of the film.
That's true.
I don't know why people are so upset about it, because it's just like, it's a teaser.
I don't think,
it's not supposed to give you a grand...
I don't think
people
are upset. People are just
I
like,
just think
eh.
Just, they're like, eh.
I think they don't really care. Yeah, exactly.
Because the
cool trailer hasn't come out yet.
The other problem is that
the cool trailer
it came out
later.
A day after the Star Wars.
Yes.
Oh,
bad
time.
So
bad
everybody
time.
Was all like, Star Wars! Star Wars! Star Wars! Oh, hey guys, there's another trailer you can watch too. Okay, cool! Oh, that was kind of lame.
Yeah.
You know, that's exactly what everybody was like.
Poor timing.
It was really bad timing. I'll agree with that. Well, it's unfortunate because Warner Brothers, because of that dumb person that filmed it, and their security, I guess, wasn't good enough to catch it, but Warner Brothers had to be like, oh, well, we better just release something now instead
Zack
of waiting.
Did it.
Well, yeah, well...
He tweeted it.
He tweeted it the next
day.
He's
like,
all
right, here it is.
He's like, fine, if you guys want it, here's a nice version from me.
Here's the HD version.
So, but I guess the people that saw an IMAX still saw some stuff that you didn't see in the stuff that Zack Snyder.
That's what I heard.
Which was just a very small snippet. I saw a clip of it, And basically, right after Batman's like, you know, does the "I'm gonna make you bleed" line, like it shows Superman, it shows Batman, and then like Superman and Batman start running at each other, and then they jump towards each other, and they, you know, they're about to punch or kick or
and
kick each other.
Wonder and Woman comes in the middle and goes, "Guys, stop!"
Oh, hey. No, please, no. That would be so bad. I can see
no,
it happening, but no.
But that's also my point, is like the cool trailer will come later, because we didn't see Wonder Woman, we didn't see like Cyborg or Lex Luthor or Aquaman, which we know all those people are going to be in it. So
I know, I agree with everything that you're saying, Barry. I also agree that this movie is probably going to be pretty awesome.
Yeah,
I just don't like the teaser. I don't like the feeling that they gave, because it's like it's like the first impression. It's like the first bite that you take of this nice juicy apple. You're like, and then it like has a worm in it. You're like, ew, you know, because it's not what you thought it was going to be. So I don't know. I just
not a worm, just a bruise,
like
spot.
A brown spot. Yeah. You're like,
oh. Oh, man. Oh,
so,
I need to cut this
speaking
off.
Speaking of other trailers, I did watch the trailer for Rebels Season 2.
Oh, yeah.
I still haven't
seen Rebels Season 1. Have you seen Season 1 yet?
I'm halfway through.
I haven't watched any of it. But
we'll see. I had a
catastrophic
failure on my DVR.
Okay.
So all
where can I watch it?
legally?
No, I just said, where can I watch it?
On the internet?
Well, we don't promote those type of things on the classic. You know where to look for stuff like that.
If you want
to
watch it, go watch it.
Yeah, if I...
But,
a few spots I already think of.
Other TV news that I was excited to find out, and I really, really hope it happens, is that Galaxy Quest, the movie, is going to be made into a TV
show.
That is so cool. I love that movie. It's so good.
I mean, it's like,
but you know what? But also, this is going to be probably the closest Star Trek TV series we're going to get.
For a while, anyway.
For a while.
That's true.
But I just think it's. I think it'll be really cool if they just stick with the whole, like, it's a comedy, but has some action in it type of thing. I think
it
has
all
great
on the
potential.
Writers.
It could be, I think it'd be a lot of. It could be a lot of fun. Yeah.
Well, it has some pretty strong producers behind
it. The same guy that did the movie is behind the project.
Yeah, well, and like the producer of like Breaking Bad, he's helping to produce it, and so you have some good people behind the project.
Yeah.
So it does have potential.
Right, right.
So,
yeah.
Awesome.
That's it.
All right. Time for Geeky Trivia! So, Mike did sci-fi trivia. I am doing fantasy trivia.
Ooh,
right. General fantasy trivia out of Barry's head.
Just general fantasy. Could be movies, could be books. Could,
so, you know.
Did, out of my heads and the heads of my friends.
All right.
So some are hard, some are really easy. So
some are soft.
Some are. Hey.
Paper. Okay. Your names. John, Ryan, Michael.
You didn't have this prepared ahead of time? Come on.
just
not
face.
As good as you.
That's right.
I guess not. All right. What is a necromancer?
A wizard
rising
that's raised
the dead.
The dead?
Yeah.
So, Ryan. He got it first.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, now I have a feel for what the questions are going to be like. So.
You think
In the movie, Legend, the villain is played by...
Tim Curry.
Dang it.
John.
I didn't say his full name.
Yeah.
Okay.
What did you? You didn't say Tim Curry. What did you say?
I just said Tim. I couldn't remember his last name.
Like I totally.
I just heard Tim, and then I heard a bunch of Curry.
I had curry last night.
All right.
Ooh, curry. That sounds yummy.
Anne McCaffrey is best known for the best-selling novel.
Dragon Riders. John got it.
Dragon Riders. All right, what platform do students need to go to get on the Hogwarts Express?
9 3/4.
Mike, 9 3/4.
9 3/4.
Who flew too close to the sun? Mike and John. Tied. All right. Okay. In Tolkien's Lord of the Rings, what had the Ents lost?
Their wives.
The Ent wives. Good job, John. All right. In the Dragonlance series books, what are the twins' names?
Oh, gosh.
Kodo and Podo.
No. Raistlin and...
Caramon.
Caramon.
Caramon Ryan.
I was going to say Kalidor, but that's not right.
That's a World of Warcraft
right.
continent.
So,
oh, that's Kalimdor, right.
For 1 point each, can you name the three male leads in the Wheel of Time series?
No.
Oh, no, I cannot.
None of us have read it.
I haven't read the Wheel of Time series.
Yeah, none of us have read the Wheel of Time.
Oh, none of us. All right. Well,
stretch that one out.
I know.
All Wheel of
Time. All right.
What?
yeah.
Okay.
There goes some of our geek cred out the window. All right. In Wizard's First Rule, what is the first rule?
You do not talk about the Wizard's Rule.
Dang it.
No.
To be something about telling the truth or what is it? Dang it.
I don't even know. Is that a book? I don't even know what that is.
Yes.
Where's the reference?
The Sword of Truth series.
Oh, Sword of Truth. I haven't read that either.
Shoot. No, it's like oh wait, something about like what people
ding,
believe
ding,
you
ding,
will
ding, ding, ding.
It involves people. People are stupid.
People are stupid.
Oh,
see?
That's a great
like,
rule.
People believe. Okay, and
that's the first rule.
That?
People are
stupid.
That's
what.
Dang it.
All right. In the award-winning Studio Ghibli masterpiece Spirited Away, the character of Shen is whisked away from her parents into a magical bathhouse to serve as an evil witch for her freedom. Her ally Haku, the witch's apprentice, is secretly this kind of spirit.
Dragon
spirit.
Or water.
Incorrect.
Waters.
Oh.
Close, sir. No.
The fog.
Type of water.
A cloud.
River.
Like
cloud.
River.
River,
oh,
a river spirit.
Yeah,
Michael.
I'm like,
dang it.
I'm like,
stream.
I knew it was water, something. Water dragon, but
spit.
I'm like, oh, he's a river spirit.
Spit.
Yeah.
Name the rhyming ancient being that Frodo encounters on a riverbank in The Lord of the Rings.
Gollum?
Tom
Bombadil?
Tom
Bombadil.
Ryan.
I was like, pig and bottom. No, that's not.
All right. In Harry Potter, the four houses of Hogwarts have different animals associated with them.
A griffin.
Can you name
a griffin,
them?
A snake.
Slytherin snake.
A raven. And
Hufflepuff is a badger.
And Brian
good job,
has
badger.
Badger. Wait, I already...
Mike,
did you... Am I on mute? Hello?
No.
I got points.
You got
points. You guys...
Yeah. I'm like,
you guys named him.
He's like,
don't worry.
And Ryan. I'm like, what?
What is the name of the five-pointed weapon
glaive.
Featured in... Glaive is correct.
Dang it,
Ryan.
I had a feeling that was the question. No, that's my question.
All right. The Triforce in the Legend of Zelda series traditionally represents these three characteristics.
Heart, mind, and soul.
No.
Earth, wind, and fire.
like hope.
I don't know.
Nope.
Love.
Strength.
Nope.
XY.
Nope.
And
power.
Right.
Power is one.
Ooh, time.
And no.
Power. strength.
No.
Magic.
Nope.
Dang it.
What is it?
Okay. Power, wisdom, and courage.
So not close.
Power.
All right, I don't know if any of you will know these ones, but
hey,
this one,
on.
But I'm going to ask it anyway. In Dragon Ball Z, Goku's orange gi has a symbol in Japanese representing what animal?
The leopard.
A tribute to his old sensei, Master Roshi.
Oh, turtle.
Turtle is correct, Michael.
Random.
Dungeons and Dragons separates their core 10 dragons varieties.
Chromatic and metallic.
Yes.
Dang it.
Those are correct, but that
wasn't correct. Okay. Into.
Out of the chromatic dragons, can you name them? The
red,
five.
White, oh, black,
green,
and blue.
Blue.
Yeah. Dang it.
I said green.
Yeah, I got you down for green. All right. Can you name the metallic?
Copper, gold, bronze,
silver.
And silver.
Yeah, I'm like, John's naming the other
platinum,
ones.
Yeah.
Well, it depends on which area of the
universe.
What about elementium?
No, it doesn't.
The core.
Yeah,
core
that's
dragon.
What I said. The core. Platinum's not core.
All right.
The prismatic.
Link.
Yeah.
Link sailed the oceans in the Wind Waker on the ship named
what? The
Red
Lion.
Bounty.
I will count. I'll give that to you, John. The King of the Red Lions.
Oh, the King of the Red Lions. Okay.
All right. In the movie Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, what is the name of his
Green
sword?
Destiny.
Green Destiny is correct, John.
So awesome.
Okay.
All right. World of Warcraft's Forsaken call their capital. What do they call their capital city?
Lordaeron or Undercity?
Lordaeron and Undercity is correct. I'll give you two for that. Right?
Good job. You better get that right.
All right. So, Terry Brooks, you guys read some Terry Brooks, right?
Sword of Shannara.
It's been a while.
Al Anon is a real world thing, but in Terry Brooks' novels, who is
he's
Al Anon?
The High Druid.
Close.
He's pretty much a deity.
I'll give you maybe a half point, but he's the last of
Druids. Oh, come on.
He's the druid.
He is the druid, yeah.
Fine, I'll give you a point. All right. Who is the most famous drow?
Drizzt.
Dwarden.
Oh,
tie between.
Nice call, Ryan.
What is the name of his cat companion?
Guinevere.
It's not
yes,
Guinevere.
It how do you pronounce it? It's Guinevere.
Oh, that's not how I.
Guinevere.
How do you pronounce it?
It's Guinevere. It's just spelled spelled like old English spelling, but it's still pronounced Guinevere.
I'm not.
Don't make me come over there.
I'm like, that's why I'm kind of curious. What do you mean it's not Guinevere? That's why I'm right?
What do you say it is?
he can't say it.
I want to hear you say it.
Ryan said it more what I've heard it said when I listened to the audiobooks, which is it's more like Guinevere, not Guinevere.
Really?
Are you serious?
Semantics, people.
No.
You
all right,
my 13-year-old boy.
Gwen Huvar.
Not exactly right.
Gwen Huvar.
All right. In World of Warcraft, who is the war chief?
Thrall.
Or
I'll give it to you.
Thrall is
well,
was
he
and
used
the,
to be.
And the
correct.
Current one is
well.
Oh crap.
He's not really current either, isn't it? The Hellscream.
He's not the current
Hellscream
one.
Hellscream is the...
Grom, Hellscream.
Yeah, Hellscream's
yep.
Kind of the current one, but according to lore, he was defeated in the raid, wasn't he? Doesn't he?
I don't know. Oh, I never did that raid.
Oh, you never did that raid? He's the final boss in the raid. So you, like, beat him. So then if you beat him, then that means that he's no longer the... But then, you know, it's a theme park, so it
okay.
Just set...
Well,
okay.
All over again.
According to the Wikipedia, Guinevere is pronounced either Guinevere or Guinevere. I have no idea, but seen as it's a derivative of Guinevere, it would be probably pronounced Gwenhvar. This is according to the nerds
on
Wikipedia.
All right.
Yeah, so we were all correct.
Well, John and Ryan, you are tied.
Ooh.
So
I might actually win a tie.
I'm going to give you a tie-breaking question that both of you should know pretty easily.
Right. Who is the Lich King?
Arthas.
Ryan, come on. John wins.
All these questions, I don't know the answer.
Actually, Arthas is dead, and the Lich King is now
dead.
Somebody else encased in ice.
Oh. Yes, what? Who is it? It was,
I'll give you a good point for that,
it was
too.
The,
we'll call it a tie.
Starts with a B.
Who was Arthas' love?
Jaina Proudmoore?
Good job.
They weren't really a thing?
Yeah,
I don't remember.
Why I was like, Jaina?
They were kind of a thing.
I don't think they were ever a thing.
They were.
He had more of a thing for Sylvanas than...
Ooh, who doesn't?
Anyway, that's it for Geeky Trivia!
Okay, Ryan, who's the current Lich King?
Bolvar.
Bolvar, okay. And Bolvar is...
Or dragon.
Was he like the brother? Was it Arthas' brother? No, who was it?
You don't play Warcraft.
All this legend and lore is right over my head.
And I only know this lore because I've been reading a bunch of lore since I've been playing Heroes.
Brother? He's the brother of the head of the Alliance forces, the general guy.
The regent, yeah.
What was his name? But Bolvar was like his brother.
Oh, yeah. I can't remember his name.
Yeah, because they went in and defeated
Bulbasaur.
He is the Lich King. Bulbasaur.
Oh, no!
Bulbasaur.
Bulba. All right. Thanks for listening to The Closet Geek. Don't forget to go to our website, theclosetgeek.net, and use our Amazon affiliate link. And don't forget, you can also go to Doghouse Systems and buy an awesome gaming PC. I love mine, and you'll love yours. Use the code CLOSETGEEK for your free 120GB SSD on your purchase. Go to all of our social media. Share it with your friends. Have you told a friend about the Closet Geek? Have you done your homework?
No.
If you haven't, shame on you.
I told my friend. The one I play Magic with. He's
Did
like,
he
you
subscribe?
Have a podcast?
I gave one of my business cards out today to someone that was like, what? You do a podcast? I'm like, yeah, here. Here's my business card.
Nice.
All right. Don't forget to share, like, subscribe, rate, review our show on iTunes and Stitcher. Come and join us next week. We are the Four Horsemen of Geek, bringing you all your geeky news. And reminding you to wave your geek flag proudly.
Bulbasaur.
Bulba.
You've been listening to a Closet Geek Studios production. For all information about Closet Geek Studios, visit theclosetgeek.net for all your geeky needs, or follow us on Twitter and Facebook.